Today's daf is Beya daf Lamed Dalid, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, the two dots, Umegavev min hachotzer. Today's daf's being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, and Etta Malka bas Miriam. Today's daf's also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Miril bas Reb Moshe. So we're continuing to discuss halachos in Hilchos Yomtiv. So the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph mentioned two machloikesim between Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim. Reb Eliezer, Omer Reb Eliezer said, a person can take a piece of wood, lachzois boishinov, use it not as fuel for a fire, but rather use it as a toothpick. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim hold, a person's only allowed to pick up wood, lahadlik, to light it as a fire. Rashi said, the machloikis between Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim is whether loinitnu eitzim elo lahasaka, or whether we don't say loinitnu eitzim elo lahasaka. The Chachamim hold that it's true on Yontif, wood is not mukta, but it's only not mukta lahasaka. It's only not mukta if you want to use it as fuel for a fire. But if you want to use it as a toothpick, it is mukta. Reb Eliezer is mekel. Reb Eliezer does not hold of this chiddush that lo nitnu etzem ela lahasaka. He says if you're allowed to use wood, so it's muchan. If it's muchan, what's the difference if I use it for this? What's the difference if I use it for that? I want to use it lachzeis by shinov. That in and of itself is not a melacha. There's no reason I shouldn't be able to use wood to be able to do that. The second machloikis between Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim was whether if someone has kismim, or straw that's scattered around his field, is he allowed to gather it on Yontif, or is he not allowed to gather it on Yontif? Reb Eliezer said, "Megavev min hachatzer." You're allowed to gather this from the chatzer, umadlik, and use it now to light a fire. The Chachamim said, "Megavev mishalofonav." You're allowed to be megavev, but only from something that's in front of you. But if it's not in front of you, then you won't be able to be megavev. What's the machloikis? Again, Rashi says it's a mukta machloikis. Reb Eliezer says that what's in the chatzer is muchan, just like what's in your house is muchan. So there's no reason you shouldn't be able to do it. The Chachamim say, if it's in your house, it's not going to be considered mukta. If it's in your chatzer, it is going to be mukta. And Rashi adds a little bit of a svara, because being that gathering all these things from the chatzah would involve tircha, it's mistaber, you didn't want to do that on Yontif, so that if in the beginning of Yontif it was scattered out in your field, you probably were masiach das from it. As a result, it's not considered muchan, and therefore you would not be able to gather it. So everyone holds you can gather. The question is, can I gather even from the chatzar, or can I gather only from something that's in the house? The truth is, the Rishonim ask that, how are you even allowed to gather? Isn't that one of the Lamates Malachis? There's a Malacha called Ma'amer. So Tosfos on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph in the Mishnah there asks a similar question. There the Mishnah was discussing gathering wood from a field, from a karfeif, mechunos, mefuzer, and Tosfos said, Tema, it's a very short Tosfos, Ha'avi Ma'amer. The hu av malacha. It's not even only a toldo, it's an av malacha. And Tosfos said, the loishayach imur, said a teretz, you have to know if that teretz works here. I am Rishonim, but either way, we're not discussing the melacha of ma'amer. We're looking at it more from a mukta perspective. So the Gemara begins with the brisa. Tanu rabbanon megavim min hachatzer. A person is allowed to gather from his chatzer umadlik and use it as fuel for fire. Shekol masha b'chatzer muchan, because everything that's in a chatzer is considered muchan. Essentially, shitas Reb Eliezer in our Mishnah. But the Braisa adds a caveat and says, ubevad shelo yasa tziburin tziburim. You have to make sure that you don't make piles of this thing that you're gathering. Reb Shimon mater, Reb Shimon was mekel. Reb Shimon said you're even allowed to make piles. Zok the Gemara b'maikom mivligi. What's the machloikis mar sovar? The Tanakama that says you're not allowed to make piles. Hold sovar mechzi to komachnef lamacher. It looks a little bit like you're gathering for the long haul. Looks like you're doing work to prepare for work that you're going to do later in the week after Yontif. That's obviously something that's not okay on Yontif. Uliyoy Machrino, or even for the following day. Umar Sava, Reb Shimon's Mekel, because he says, K'dei Rosei Muchachas Olav. At the end of the day, you're wearing your apron, you have the pot that's on the oven. It's clear that you're working in your kitchen right now. it looks like you're being machnef lemachar uliyoy machrina. Looks like you're cooking, says Reb Shimon. Therefore, Reb Shimon had a koyach de teira, like he does in all the muktzah sugyas. And Reb Shimon said that this is something that's going to be okay. The Mishnah then discussed a whole nother halacha. Mishnah said this was the seif on daf lamed gimel amid aleph. Ein moitzi an esaur. You're not allowed to make fire on Yontif. And the Mishnah says it doesn't matter if you're making it from Eitzim or from Avonim or from Ofer or from Re'efim or from Mayim. It doesn't matter if the way you're making the fire is by turning on your oven or by igniting your stove. You're not allowed to make fire on Yontif. And the question is, my timer, why not? And the my timer is a very rich question. We're a month plus into Masechtas Beah. We know the rule, Ein bein Yontif l'Shabbos, elo eichel nefesh b'vat. And at first glance, you would think that making a fire, l'tzorech eichel nefesh, is shpitz eichel nefesh. So why is this something that you're not allowed to do? And the Gemara says, the reason is, mishum de moiled be Yontif. The reason you can't do it is because you're being moiled on Yontif. The truth is, a very, very short answer, but at the same time, a very ambiguous answer. And there's a big machlokes rishonim, what exactly moiled be Yontif means. We'll learn the pashut pshat, which is Rashi, not here, but Rashi earlier in the Masechta, daf chav gimel amid aleph. The Gemara over there was discussing taking besamim and being mevasim a klicheres, or being mevasim peiros that are on a klicheres. And the Gemara said you can't do it, mishum de kamoilid reichel, because you're creating reich. You're taking something that didn't have this really nice aroma, and now you're giving it that aroma. And that's not okay. Mishum de kamoilid reichel. And Rashi on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, two lines from the top, said, the reason is, the kamoilid reichel shenichnas becheres, shloi hoya by reich. Didn't have a reich before, now it has a reich. Va'asam id rabbanan, number one. This is an issa de rabbanan. Why? Shahamoilid davar chadash, because someone that creates a davar chadash, karayfu la'oysa malacha chadasha. It's similar to doing a malacha. So the idea of being moilid is not an issa de reich, it's an issa de rabbanan. Rashi says it with bokzener. Va'asam id rabbanan. Now Rashi didn't say that here on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Rashi said it on Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph 10 dafin ago. But it's pashit that Rashi is Tein L'Chacham V'Yech Gamoid, and it's of course pshat in our Gemara as well. So when the Gemara said Ein Moitzi Nes Or, you're not allowed to make fire on Yontif Mishum De Kamoilid Be Yontif, Rashi seems to be Mefarish. It's an Issa De Rabbanon, and the reason is because it's similar to doing a Melacha De Raisa. The Rambam and the Yad Chazaka has a whole different understanding of why you're not allowed to make a fire. And the Taz in Shulchan Aruch, when he discusses the Shita Sarabam, says that it's Nirul Aniyas Daiti, that the Rambam understood that this is not an Issa D'Rabbanan, but it's an Issa D'Raisa. And it's a very important Shita Sataz L'Halacha, because it's also to make a fire on Yontif. Is it an Issa D'Raisa or is it an Issa D'Rabbanan? If it's an Issa D'Raisa, then when it comes to different Shailas of Tzairich and Amir La'akum and Sofik, you're going to have to be Machmer, like we are whenever we deal with Yisura D'Raisa. If all it is an Issa D'Rabbanan, because you're creating a Dover Chadash, and it's similar to a Malacha, so then we can work with the koyach tehetera that we always do when it comes to Yisurei D'Rabbanan. There's a bir halacha in Shulchan Aruch that brings this discussion, ayin sham, but the bottom line is that even though making fire would seem to be the most obvious example of meleches eichel nefesh, l'halacha you're not allowed to make a fire. Now, even though you're not allowed to make a fire, you're allowed to take an existing fire and take it to extend it to other sources of heat. But to create a fire, yesh meyayin, that's what you're not allowed to do on Yontif. Zok de Gemara Vayta. Ve'im melabnin es hara ofen. The Mishnah then concluded and said that if you have tiles, these were tablets, luchos, that were made of cheres, that were made of earthenware, you're not allowed to heat them up. You can't be melabbing them. You can't heat them. Litzleis behem, if the purpose is to roast them. So you want to scramble eggs on top of these re'efen, it's not something you let it do on Yontif. You could be tzayla on the re'efen, you just can't heat up the re'efen. So the question is, my kovid, what are you doing wrong? Not just my timer, my kovid. Knitch, what are you doing wrong? What's the problem? I'm a Rabbi Bar Bachanan, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Bachanan said in the name of great Rabbi Yochanan, Hocha Breifen Chadash Maskin. We're not just talking about any tiles. We're talking about brand new tiles. And the reason you're not allowed to use it is Mepnei Shet Tzarech Levoitkam. Because sometimes if a person would take a brand new tile, something that he just picked up from the potter, and he would heat it up, he would be malabin it, sometimes it would explode, it would break. So there's no guarantee that it's going to work. So you have to be chayish for the small possibility that maybe it's actually going to backfire, pun intended. You're going to end up not having your re'efim, and as a result, Rashi says, it's going to turn out that you were tarach shalei letzarech. That's the punchline. It's going to come out that you got involved in a tercha shalei letzarech that really you didn't have to do. So being that you have to be boidik, you have to give it a test drive before you know that it actually works. So it's for that reason, you can't do it on Yatav, because you can't test it on Yatav, because it involves tircha, and it's going to be a tircha shalei letzarech. Amrila, some say that Rabbi Yechon said a different reason. The reason is because heating up an earthenware keli is actually part of the process of completing the earthenware keli. Because after potters would make a keli, we saw this in yesterday's daf, they would put it into the kifshan, they would heat it up. And being that it comes out that when you heat it for the first time, you're now heating a brand new keli, which means you're completing the keli, that's already makab patish, it's tikamana, and therefore you're not going to be able to do it. So again, hachab mayaskin in the Mishnah, when it says that you're not allowed to heat up re'efim, to roast things on it, it's talking about re'efim chadosh. That's the Yekimta. The question is, what's wrong with Re'efim Chadashim? Mali Chadashim, Mali Yishanim. What's the difference? The difference is one of two things. Either Tzarech Lepoit, and there's a chance it's not going to work, and as a result, it's going to come out, you did a Tirch Shalei Letzarech, or Mipnei Shetzarech Lechasman. Because if you take a brand new Keli and you heat it up for the first time, that's Makab Patish, that's not okay. Zok Gemar, Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah over there. Where's there? Chulin Daf Nun Vav Amir Aleph Perik Elu Trefes. So the context over there is we're discussing the halachas of Trefes. We know a kosher animal that had a kosher shechita, but it's a treifa. It had a mum that would not allow it al piderech hateva to live yud beis chadashim. The halacha is the shechita is nishkain shechita, and as a result, you're not allowed to eat it. Says the Mishnah, what happens if darsa, if somebody trampled on an oif, a bird, oisha tarfa begaisel, or this bird was smacked against the wall, oisha ritzta behema, or a sharshanagach came, an animal, shtoist it, umifarcheses, and as a result, it can't stand anymore. So this animal right now, there's a suffix that maybe it's a treifa. Ordinarily, an animal's becheskas that it's not a treifa. But this animal just had a significant accident, and as a result, there's a concern that maybe this animal's a treifa. So what's the halach? It's a mishnah neilu treifas. As long as it lives for 24 hours, v'shacht, and then you do a shechita, ksheira, it's going to be kosher. If you wait 24 hours pass, and it seems to be doing okay, so then it's not considered to be a treifa. The halach is, the shechita is going to be a good shechita. In the name of Blasman Antignus, he commented on this Mishnah and he said two words, Tzricha Bedika. That even though it's true that once it lives Yud Beis Chodesh, at that point it's Becheskas that it's not a Trefa, Yud Me'ez Leis, 24 hours. However, Tzricha Bedika, you would have to do a Bedika. Meaning, you can't rely anymore on the Chazaka that 100% for sure we assume it's not a Trefa, but you have to do some special Bedikas to make sure after the Shechita that it's okay. So again, you waited the 24 hours. So me, Dina de Mishnah, at this point, it's like a regular animal. But at the same time, Tzricha Bedika. You have to just be 100% sure. So based on this Hanacha, which has nothing to do with our sugya, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira the following questions. Rabbi Yirmiyah, who throughout Shask is asking Gibayas, so here too, he asked the very Gishmak Gibayah. He said, Ma'ul shachta b'yantif, are you allowed to take this oif now? And are you allowed to shecht it on yantif? So there was, again, an oif that went through some sort of accident. It waited me'es le'es. The question is, can I take this animal and can I shecht it on yatef? Now again, just to be clear, the halacha is I'm allowed to shecht it and shechitas ikshir. However, tzricha bedika. I'm going to shecht it and then I'll do the bedika. The question is, being that you need to do the bedika, which means that there's a tzad that when you do the bedika, it's going to come out that really it's a treifa. So maybe I shouldn't be allowed to do the shechita in the first place, because maybe it's going to be a gloy mil salim afreya that really I had no right to eat it. So it's going to come out not just I did a tircha shalei letzarech, I did a shechita shalei b'makom eichel nefesh. Okay, I can't shech the treifa on yontif. That's bashit because it's not eichel nefesh. Here I have an animal that is probably not a treifa, but at the same time, Chazal said tzricha bedika, which means you do have to be chayish, then maybe there's a small chance it is a treifa. So can I go to Katchil and check this animal on yantif, or can I not? Mi machzekin on reyes of yantif, or like, are we concerned about a reyes, and then maybe we're going to find out that this animal's a treifa, even though it waited me eight slaves? And how do you know that? What's the basis to have such a concern? Tzricha bedika is the basis. Those two words. So maybe you have to be machzik reis and you shouldn't be allowed to shecht oleh, maybe not amaleh. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked this question to Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira told him, Tanina,
I think it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ein malab d'nesari eifem litzlis b'hen." You're not allowed to heat up brand new tiles to roast something on. Vavina ba, and the Maram were very bothered by this. My COVID, what are you doing wrong? I'm a rabbi, Rabbi Chanan, we did it with new tiles. Because there's a chance that maybe something is going to end up happening when you heat it up, meaning maybe it's going to end up breaking, and as a result, you will have done a tircha shaloi l'tzarech. So Reb Zeira told Reb Yirmiyahu, what do you see from here? That when it comes to Hilchas Yontif, even though you're doing something right now that theoretically you should be able to do on Yontif, it's l'tzarech ha'ichal nevesh, but if there's a concern that it's going to come out that what you did was for naught, and really it ended up not having a tzarech ha'ichal nevesh component, you can't do it right now. So doesn't it make sense to apply the same principle to Shechita? Don't do Shechita because of the concern that maybe when you do the Bedika, you're going to find that it's really a trefo. Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiyahu told him, I have a whole different nusach in what Rabbi Yochanan said to explain the Mishnah. I held like the Amri law, the second shot that the Gemara brought, that the reason you're not allowed to use the Reifen Chadashim has nothing to do with the fact that maybe it's going to break, but rather it's because of Mesakin Mana, because by you heating it up, that completes the construction of the Keli, and that's why it's an issue. Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, Echad maybe it's R. If one person brings fire, someone lights a fire, Shabbos. The Echad maybe it's Eitzim, another person brought wood. The Echad Shoifes is Akdeira, another person took a pot and he put it on top of the fire. Another person took water and he poured it into the pot. Another person took spices and he poured it into the pot that has water. And another person came and had gemished all the ingredients. The halach is everyone's going to be chayv. So again, we're not talking about Yontif. On Yontif, you could do everything that we just said. We're talking about Shabbos. One person brought a fire. He didn't make the fire, by the way. He was mevi the ar. He brought the fire. Rashi says that when you bring fire, so the fire fans a little bit. It ignites, and as a result, that's included in avar. So somebody brought fire. Someone brought wood. Someone put a pan on top of the fire. Someone else put water in. Someone put in tavlin. Someone was megas. So there were six chevra over here. And kulan chayavim, they're all going to be chayav. Freit the Gemara, v'tanya we learned in another braisa, achron chayav. Only the last person is chayav, v'kulan paturin. Everybody else is potter. Zok the Gemara, leikasha. It's not a steer. Hoda isi ar meikara. Hoda isi ar lebesayif. It depends when the fire was lit. If first the fire was in its place, then you put the pot, then you put the kdeira, then you put the mayim, then you put the tavel, then you put the eitzim, meaning everything happened after the fire, so everyone's going to be chayav. However, if someone just has a pot, there's wood underneath the pot, you put water in it, you put spices in it, somebody mishes it, you didn't do anything wrong yet. Oh, now you put the fire, so now we're talking. So if the fire is first, everyone's going to be chayav, pasha. If the fire is last, then everyone's going to be zak to gemara. Bishlam akuluka of the maysa. I understand everybody mentioned this braisa, what they did wrong. The person that brought the fire, he's chay mishum avar. The eitzim also. The person that put the water into the kdeira, he's cooking. The person that put the spices into the kdeira with the water is cooking. The magus, he's cooking. But befreik the gemara, el shoyfes is a kdeira. The person that put the kdeira on top of the pot, my covid, what did he do wrong? Putting a pot on top of fire? There's no food in it. What am I doing? I didn't make a fire. I didn't cook. So what did I do? I'm Rav Shimon ben Lakish. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, "Hacha b'kedera chadash askinon." It's talking about a brand new pot. Umishum libun re'efen naguba. And you want to know what the iser is? Libun re'efen. It's the seifa, the last line of the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, which is why we're talking about this right now. It's because you just heated up the pot. By heating it, you completed its melacha. It was a brand new kedera. If it was an old kedera, you're right, there'd be no problem. But it's talking about a brand new kedera, and the issue over here is Misakin Manu, Tanu Rabbanan, more halachos, more braisos related to Hilchas Yontav. Tanu v'kiraim chadashan. If you have a brand new tanner, a brand new kiraim, harein kachol ha-kelem ha-nitolim b'chatzar. The halacha is, it's kelem ha-nitolim b'chatzar, it's not considered muktzah. Aval ein tzachin oysan shemen. However, you're not allowed to smear it with oil. If ain't touch an oysan b'matlis, you're not allowed to shine it with a shmata. Because that's already tikkun mana, you're making it look a little nicer, and that's not something you're allowed to do. The aim of figin oysan b'tzoynin. Additionally, you're not allowed to cool it off with cold water. Kedei lechasman, to complete the malach. So sometimes after they would heat the earthenware keli, then they would cool it off. And that was the real Gemar Malach. So if that's the case with this Tanakh Kerayim, that's not something you'd be allowed to do on Shabbos. It's not something you'd be able to do on Yontif either. The Imbish Vilefois, if you're doing it because you want to bake with it, Hareza and Mutter, then the Allah is its Mutter, and then we look at it as Lutzarech HaChanavish. Tanra about another price. Molgan es HaRosh Ve'es HaRaglayim. You're allowed to take the hair of a chicken off its head and off its feet
through the process of moilgin. So moilgin is, you scald it, you put it in boiling water, and that's the way you remove the hair. That's something that's mutar on yantav. Additionally, you let her remove it with fire. However, you're not allowed to use charsis, v'loy ba'adama, v'loy besitza. These were different materials that people would use sometimes to remove the hair of animals. This is not something you're allowed to do on yantav. And Rashi says, the reason is, even though you're doing it l'tzayr chaychal nefesh, so what's the problem? Because the tanners used to do it. So it looks a little bit like you're being ma'abed. It's mechsi kemalacha that you're not allowed to do on yantav, therefore it's not okay. V'in goyis is a misperayin. Not allowed to use a scissors. You can't use a shaver. Why not? So Rashi says here it's for a different reason. Because people that cut here with a misperayim, it's usually because they want the hair. So it looks a little bit like you're doing it because you want the hair. It doesn't look like you're doing it. You're doing it to clean the animal so you could eat it. That's fine. But here you're using a misperayim. It looks like you're makbid on the cyrus. So it looks like you're doing it for that reason. You're not allowed to cut a vegetable with its tispirus, with its scissors. So Rashi says this is the scissor that was used to cut the yerek off the ground. So it looks a little like you're doing kaitzer, which is something you're not allowed to do even if it's l'tzayr chaychal nefesh. And as a result, you can't simply make a salad using this tispirus. So these were two dishes that there would have been a havamina, ben benoy shall havamina, that you can't do. And the Braisa says you can't. So what these dishes are, I'm not sure. But what the havamina that you shouldn't be able to do it, Rashi tells us. It's because it involves tercha. So you would have thought that maybe preparing food like this that involves such a tercha, you can't do. So the braisa, you can. Umasikin, you're allowed to heat up, va'oifen, and bake, bepurni, in a very large oven. Here too, you would have thought that it's a big tercha to use such an oven, this big commercial oven. Eichel nefesh is mutter, but you use your regular kitchen-grade oven. But to use this fancy thing, maybe that's not okay. You let it heat up water in antichi. So an antichi of perikira fame was some sort of keli that was used when you wanted to heat up water and it to remain hot for a long time, like a percolator. So being that you're heating up water in a way where it looks like you want it to stay hot for a while, so it looks like you're doing malacha on yontif. Shalai l'tzarech yontif. So you would have thought maybe it's not okay. Zok de Brais, it is okay. Ve'ein oifen bepurni chadasha, and you're not allowed to use a brand new oven. And this is really the segue to what we're talking about. Shema tifchas, because there's a concern that maybe it's going to break. Tanu rabban on ein noifchem b'mapaych. You're not allowed to fan fire on yontif with its fanner. Avol noifchem b'shvayferes, but you can use a shvayferes. The reason you can't do it with a fanner is because Rashi says it looks like you're an umman, that's oisa malacha. It looks like you're doing some sort of work, some job that you're not allowed to do on yantiv. To do it with a shinoi, like a tube, is fine. The aim is sakten as ashfud, you're not allowed to perfect a spit on yantiv. The aim mechadid in oisa, you're not allowed to sharpen it. Tanu rabban in another braisa. Aim mefatzin es hakono, litzlois by moliach. This is related to the Mishnah on daf lamid beis amid beis. You're not allowed to take a reed, cut it, if what you want to do is use it as a separation, a mechitza, between your stove and your moliach, which is your salty fish, so that it's going to separate and control the heat a little bit. That was a mefurish of Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, the Braisa essentially saying the same thing. Amo v'fatzin as a egoiz b'matlis. You're allowed to take a goiz, you're allowed to take a bunch of nuts, put it into a shmata, and then crush it. Old school. V'in choshish Hashem atikra, and we're not concerned that you may end up tearing the matlis. This is not something that you have to be worried about. Exhale, vayta. Zok de Mishnah. And really, the second part of today's daf is a whole nother world. It's where the laws of Mukta, and it's where Maseches Beya meets Hilchas Chumas Umaisras, Dinei Zraim. It begins really with a very, very innocent halacha. A machloikis Rabbi Eliezer the Chachamim in Hilchas Mukta, but stating that a very geshmaki Gemara with some fester raid and lumbus that emerges from this Gemara that unfortunately we're not going to be able to get to today. Habazok the Mishnah of Oid Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said something else. Now, the word va'oid implies Rabbi Eliezer said one thing, and now va'oid amar Rabbi Eliezer. So what's the first thing Rabbi Eliezer said? Since the Mishnah, daf lamed gimel amar aleph, Rabbi Eliezer said you're allowed to take a kisem, use it as a toothpick. You're allowed to be megavev straw and different things from your chatzer, even though it involves tercha, it's considered to be muchat. So va'oid amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said something else. A person is allowed to erev, Shabbos, stand next to something that's mukta. Bishvias. That's the Zrom piece. On a Shemitah year, va'oimer and say, mikanani oichel amacher.
I want to eat from this food tomorrow. The Chachamim said that, no, that's not okay. But rather, number one, it's not enough to just stand next to the mukta and say, but you have to be roishim, you have to do something physical. Not just that, v'yoymer, and you have to say, mikan v'adkan. You can't just say mikan ani yoichel. You have to say mikan va'adkan ani yoichel. So what's going on in the Mishnah? So there's the pashit understanding of the machloikis, and then there's the agav piece, which is what the Gemara is going to focus on. So the focus of the Gemara is not going to be on the ikar machloikis in the Mishnah. The focus of the Gemara is going to be on what's implied derech agav from the Mishnah. But first, the pashit pshat in the Mishnah. There was machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. If somebody has something that's muktza, you want to now be making it Le'kovet Shabbos. So first of all, if something's muktza, inherently, can I be making it? Or do you say, if it's muktza, there's no way to be making it? So for example, Eitzim Vavonim, a muktza. Can I before Shabbos say that I want my Eitzim Vavonim to be mukhan for Shabbos, and then I can do whatever I want with it on Shabbos? So the answer is, it's very, very not posh. But at the same time, there are things that are tweeners, they're in between. They're not inherently muktza, they're not inherently not muktza. Rashi sends us back to a Gemara on Daf Chavav Amid Beis, where the Gemara talked about peiros that a person put on his roof because he wants them to dry. And they're echsi v'lo yechsi. They're somewhere in that in-between state. So they dried a little bit, but they're not 100% dry. So some people would eat it right now. Other people would wait until it dries a little bit longer. So if you have something like that, whether it's going to be mukta or not going to be mukta is all about the gavra. It depends on you. So if you are making it, you say, I want this to be okay, then it's going to be fine. If you don't say that, then we're going to look at it as being mukta. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about something like that Gemara on Chavav Amid Beis, half-dried raisins. Where you had peiros, you put it on the roof, it dried a little bit, so it's echsi, but it's lo echsi. It didn't dry 100%, not everybody would eat it. So the halacha is if you prepare it, it's okay. If you didn't prepare it, it's not okay. What's the machlokes relezen the Chachamim? How do you prepare it? So Rabbi Eliezer said two chedushim. Rabbi Eliezer said a person can go onto his roof, Erev Shabbos, and he can say, Mikan ani yoichel amacha. And that in of itself is going to be okay. The Chacham said, I have two problems with this. Number one, I hold Atshe Yerushalayim. Number two, I hold Mikan Va'adkan. What are these two machlokes in? Number one, Rabbi Eliezer says, all you need to do is verbally, orally declare that I want to take food from here. To take something that might be mukta and prepare it is something that you can do verbally, which makes sense. All I need to do is make a verbal declaration and say, Mikan ani yoichel, and that now says that these fruit that are drying on your rooftop, you will be able to eat. That's number one. Number two, all you need to say is, Mikan ani yoichel. You can have a whole big, large amount of fruit on your roof, and you may only want to eat a little bit. You don't have to decide, Erev Shabbos, which fruit you're going to eat. As long as you say, me can, from this fruit, ani yoichel amacher, tomorrow you go, you take the fruit that you want, it's going to be okay. You weren't making specifically the fruit that you're going to want. So Rashi says, it's because Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh breira. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that tomorrow, when I go and I pick fruit, it'll be a gloy milsel mafreya through breira, that this was the fruit that I prepared, and therefore it's going to be okay. So Rabbi Eliezer said two things. Number one, in order to be making something, all you need to do is say it. It's very simple. Just say it. In as far as how specific do you have to be, Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh breira. So if you say mikan ani yoichel, that's going to be okay. Now you understand the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, number one, atche yersha. It's not enough to just say. You have to make a reshima. You have to make a mark. You have to do something physical in the world of Maisa in order to be making something that's a questionable thing, whether it's muktzah or not muktzah. Additionally, v'yoymar, it's not enough if you say mikan ani yoichel. You have to say mikan va'adkan. You have to be more specific in terms of what it is that you're preparing, and that's because the chachamim hold ein breira. So you can't just say mikan ani yoichel igloy milsel mafreya. You have to say mikan va'adkan. Otherwise, this is not something that's going to be okay. So again, very simple. Two machloikis in Rabbi Eliezer, the Chacham in the world of Mukta. One is actually a more global machloik, is Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, and the other one is more specific. When you want to make something Mukhan, can I do it with words? Or is this something that I have to do with a Maisa? Otherwise, it's not going to be okay. But the Mishnah added one critical word. And it's that word that's going to give us the sugya that we're about to learn. The Mishnah said, V'oyed Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Oymed Adam Ala Mukta, Erev Shabbos B'Shviyas. This halacha is only true if it's a Shemitah year. But if it's not a Shemitah year, this halacha is not going to be true. And the question is, Ma inyan Shemitah, Eitzel Muktzah? What does Shemitah have to do with the Mishnah that we're learning right now?
L'chura, this halacha is a machlokes in Hilchos Muktzah. So if it's a machlokes in Hilchos Muktzah, this is something that's negeya every single Erev Shabbos of the year. So why did the Mishnah say that Oymed Adam ala Muktzah Erev Shabbos b'Shvias? And in order to understand that, we need to take a step backwards and we need to reacquaint ourselves with some basic halachos in the world of Trumas u'Maisras. And that is, the assumption is that if this person has peiros that he put on his roof to dry, that means he probably wasn't mafresh shumas u'maisras yet. Because people were not mafresh shumas u'maisras until they finished doing what they wanted to do in the field with the peiros. If this is sitting on your roof, if it's out in the field and drying, so presumably you didn't finish doing what you want to do yet. And as a result, the assumption is that you were a mafresh shumas u'maisras. Being that you were a mafresh shumas u'maisras, so l'chura, how could a person say Erev Shabbos, mikan ani yoichel amachar? Even if you're going to say mikan ani yoichel amachar, so you're going to be making it so you're not going to have a muktzah problem, but at the end of the day, you have to be mafresh shumas u'maisras. Tomorrow you can't be mafresh shumas u'maisras because you're not going to be mafresh shumas u'maisras on Shabbos. So l'chura, you're going to have an issue. So pashit, it's for that reason, the Mishnah said, that we're talking about shvias. Shvias, the halacha is, peiros shvias apturim min ha-maisris, apturim min ha-truma. Oh, so it's very good. You want to know why the Mishnah is talking about shvias? Because the Mishnah was bothered with an issue that really makes this whole case dead on arrival. A person's going to go to his peiros that are not completely dry, and he's going to say, mikana ani yoichel amachar, Rebbe Leben, how are you going to eat tomorrow? You have to be mafres shumas u'maisras. Very nice, you were making it. You made a reshima, mikan vad kan, yesh breira, ein breira, but you have to be mafres shumas u'maisras. You can't be mafres shumas u'maisras tomorrow. Oh, the teretz is, it's shvius. On Shemitah, this is not going to be an issue. But the truth is, it's not so pasha. Why? Because we know the halacha is that if somebody has trumos, if someone has peiros, when is he chayev in trumos u'maisras midday raisa? He's chayev in trumos u'maisras midday raisa only when the malacha of the peiros were nigmar. But actually, nigmar malachta, you're not chayev in trumos u'maisras midday raisa. Another criteria that you have to have in order to be chayev in trumos u'maisras midday raisa is you would need that your peiros were brought into your house, or at the very least, they were brought into your chatzah. So a person is not chayev in trumos u'maisras midday raisa. Number one, actually nigmar malachtoi, and number two, until it was brought into his bias, until it was brought into his chatzah. So what's the halacha if you have peiros shaloi nigmar malachtoi? If you have peiros that weren't brought into your bias, they weren't brought into your chatzah. You aren't mafis chumas amaisus yet. It's not tevel midday raisa, because midday raisa, it's not chayiv yet in chumas amaisus. Can I eat it or can I not eat it? So the answer is, midday raisa, you could eat it. Midday rabbanon, however, you're not allowed to eat an achilas kva. You are, however, allowed to eat an achilas aroi. If this person had peiros that he left out to dry, and it didn't completely dry yet, that's why it's in this questionable state of muktzah, it's therefore l'chura, peiros that were nigmar malachta, because your kavana was to eat dry fruit, which means the gemar malach is going to be when it's dry. It's not dried yet. As a result, it was loy nigmar malachta. If it's loy nigmar malachta, it's true that you're not allowed to eat an achilas kva, because the rabbana were geyser trumas u'maisras even for peiros loy nigmar malachta for achilas kva, but you're allowed to eat an achilas aroi. Since I'm allowed to eat an achilas aroi, so why did the Mishnah have to say that the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim was negeya Erev Shabbos Shvias? That's a massive akimta. That's basically saying this whole shaila is only negeya once every 7 years. L'chura, it's not true. It's negeya every single Shabbos. Every single Shabbos of every single year. If a person has peiros that are semi-dry, so it was loy nigmar malachtoi, if I want to eat an achilas aroi, I have to be making it. For the muktzah perspective, so machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, how you make it muchan? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you do it verbally. According to Rabbi Eliezer, yesh breira mikan ani yoichel. According to the Chachamim, at she yirshayim, and according to the Chachamim, ain't breira, so you have to say mikan viad kan. So why did the Mishnah say erev Shabbos b'shvias? You're talking it's only a gay shvias because I can't be mafresh shumas u'maisras on Shabbos, and if it's not shvias, I have a chiyuv shumas u'maisras. One second, if it was loy nigmar malachtoin, then by definition, there's no chiyuv shumas u'maisras midayraisa. All there is a chiyuv shumas u'maisras midrabbanan. Which means the issue is only Achilas Kva. Achilas Aroi is Mutter. If Achilas Aroi is Mutter, so it's negay every single Shabbos. This is all part of the introduction to the Gemara.
The teretz is a major, major var. This is a spoiler alert. Because really, the Gemara is not going to affirm that this is the teretz until the end of the sugya. Oh, but the teretz is a major var, a yesoid gadol. And that is, being there on Shabbos is a mitzvah to eat. Because it says in Divrei Kabbalah, Shaya Novi said, V'karosa l'Shabbos oineg, every single thing that a yid eats on Shabbos is considered achilas kva. There's no such thing as achilas aroy on Shabbos. No such thing. And being that every single achilas achilas kva, when the chachamim were geyser that you're not allowed to eat an achilas kva for peiros shaloi nigma malachton, it means you're never allowed to eat on Shabbos. That's why it has to be talking about shvias, because to the extent that it wasn't shvias, if there's be'etzem a chiyuv trumas u'maisris on these peiros, so that would mean you can't even eat an achilas aroy on Shabbos. So this whole case is not negay. You're arguing whether it's muktzah or not. Forget about muktzah, it's tevel. You can't eat it. It's pashit, dead on arrival. When the teretz is, we're talking about shmita. Shmita, there's no chiyuv trumas u'maisris. I let it be talking about a non-shmita year, and it'll be negay an achilas aroy. Aren't we talking about where it's in the middle of drying, so it's like nigma malachtei? But Shabbos Kodesh is no such thing as an achilas aroy. And the reason is because it says in the Torah, v'karasa l'Shabbos einik. So again, the Gemara is not going to discuss the core, the ikar of the machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, the muktzah component, that's already been discussed so much throughout the Masechta. It's not what we're talking about right now. We're going to focus on the diuk that we mentioned, and that is the Mishnah is talking specifically about Erev Shabbos b'Shvius, and the Gemara introduces the topic the way it often does, with a Tanan Hassam, and eventually we're going to weave our way back in to unsere Mishnah. Zok, the Heilige Gemara, Tanan Hassam. We learned in a Mishnah over there. So the over there in Amad Aleph was Perek Eilu Trefis. The over there in Amad Beis is Mesechtes Maestris, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Tinoikis, Shetomnu, Te'enim, Erev Shabbos. They were kindalach, they were children, and they were playing around with the Te'enim on Erev Shabbos. V'shokchu, V'loy Yisro. And they never were ma'asa. Now, the objective of the Tinoikis were to eat these Te'enim on Shabbos. But they played around with it on Erev Shabbos, and they forgot where they hid it. They were playing hide and seek, and the point is they couldn't find it. So right now, they wanted to find it on Shabbos, they couldn't. Matzah Shabbos, they found it. So the halach is, Maitzoy Shabbos lo yoichlo. On Matzah Shabbos, they're not allowed to eat these te'enim. Elim came Isru, unless they were ma'aser. So we're talking about, Rashi says, that these te'enim were still in the field, meaning they never made it into the house. Because they never made it into the house, so they were never chayv and chumas u'maisus me deraisa. Because we said, in order to be chayv and chumas u'maisus deraisa, two things have to happen. Number one, it has to be nigmar malachtoi. Number two, it has to enter the bayis, it has to enter the chatzar. Otherwise, it's not going to be chayv and chumas u'maisus deraisa. So the Tinoikis were playing in the te'enim before the te'enim ever entered the house. It was out in the field, it was in the sod, it was in the gina. So therefore, it was never chayv and chumas u'maisus midday rice. If something is not chayv and chumas u'maisus midday rice, so midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat an achilas kva, but you're allowed to eat an achilas aroy. These te'enim were going to eat it on Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah. They lost it on Shabbos. They found it on Matzah Shabbos. You can't eat it Matzah Shabbos, even an achilas aroy, unless you first give Meiser. What's the reason for this halacha? The reason for the halacha is because we said Shabbos is koivei al Meiser. On Shabbos, there's no such thing as an achilas aroy. But two additional chidushim. These tinoikos set aside the food to eat it when? On Shabbos. Once they set aside to eat it on Shabbos, even if you eat it on Matzah Shabbos, that achilas aroy is considered achilas kva. Because this is Shabbos digger food. The leftover food from Shabbos is also considered achilas kva, even if you want to eat it achilas aroy. Another chiddush, even though they're tinoikis, Rashi says, you would think, who said children have the ability to make something Shabbos food, to be kaveya la maisa, and even to be kaveya la matzah Shabbos, that lach is going to be able to do it. But essentially, what the Mishnah is saying is the core chiddush of the Mishnah is that Shabbos is kaveya la maisa. What we spoke out in our introduction, that there's no such thing as an achilas aroy on Shabbos. You see two knaches. Number one, even a matzah Shabbos, and number two, even tinoikis have the ability to do it. Tananami, we learned in another Mishnah, and this Mishnah is also Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Hamaver Teinim B'Chatzeiro. If somebody moves Teinim in his Chatzer, Liktzois, to dry, Banav Ubnei, Banav Oichle Mehen Aroy, Upturim, his family is allowed to eat an achilas aroy, it's going to be potter. Meaning, even if you already have te'enim inside your chatzar, but if you put it out there to dry and it hasn't completely dried yet, so it was like nigma malachtai, if it's like nigma malachtai, so the halach is that you're going to be able to eat an achilas aroy, you just won't be able to eat an achilas kva. So The Gemara just brought two Mishnayos. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. Mao Shabbos, Mao Shetikva, Muktzah Lemaisa, B'dova Shloi Nigmar Malachtei. Does Shabbos have the ability to be Kaveya for something that was Loi Nigmar Malachtei? Rav's question was a question on the first Mishnah. In the first Mishnah, you see that Shabbos is Kaveya. What was the case with Shabbos is Kaveh? Yeftainim, that was Nigmar Malachtai, but they never entered the bayis. They never entered the chatzah. It's not chayim and chumas or maizos medayraisa. Therefore, you can't eat an achilas kva, but you can eat an achilas aroi. Stating that, Shabbos is Kaveh lemaisa. So Shabbos says that any achila, even an achilas aroi, is going to be considered achilas kva, so you won't be able to eat an achilas aroi. Good. So you see the concept that Shabbos is Kaveh, but you only see that Shabbos is Kaveh weird. You see that Shabbos is Kaveh to the extent that it didn't enter the chatzah. But it was Nigmar Malachta, it just didn't enter the chatzah. So where you're missing the criteria, where you can't check off the box, it entered the bias, it entered the chatzah, that's where you find a mefurish and mishnah that Shabbos is kaveh. But Rav asked Rav Nachman, what would be if it's missing another piece of criteria? What if it's missing the criteria that it was loy Nigmar Malachta? Is Shabbos going to be kaveh there, or is Shabbos not going to be kaveh? Mitzad Echad, you could say, why not? You see Shabbos is kaveh. So if it's an achilas kva, it's achilas kva. But he said, no, maybe not. Maybe Shabbos can't be kaveh. For loy nigmar malachtes. What were the two tzadim? Very geschmack. Me and Rina, do we say kibin dechsev krasel l'shabbos oinig? What's the whole svara of Shabbos being kaveya? Because there's a mitzvah of oinig. So every single achila on Shabbos is considered an achilas mitzvah, or it's considered an achilas kva. And being that it's considered an achilas kva, so therefore you have the halacha Shabbos kaveya. So if that's the case, vafilu b'davash loy nigmar malachtes, it should be true even for davash loy nigmar malachtes. Idom, or maybe b'davash nigmar malachtes kava. Maybe the only time Shabbos could be kaveya was if nigmar malachtes, but b'davash loy nigmar malachtes loy kava. But if it was loy nigmar malachtes, it can't. Amaleisa. He told him Shabbos kaveh. Shabbos is kaveh. Bein bedavish nigmar malachtoi. Bein bedavish loy nigmar malachtoi. Shabbos is kaveh. It doesn't matter if it was nigmar malachtoi. It doesn't. Amaloi. So he told him, and this is why we brought the second mishnah. The aim of Shabbos to be the chatzer. Maybe Shabbos should be like the chatzer. Ma chatzer in a kaveh. El bedavish nigmar malachtoi. Just like the chatzer is only kaveh bedavish nigmar malachtoi. How do you know that? Because that was the v'tananami, right? Every word. Why did we bring a second mishnah? What was the purpose of it? Because you saw in the second mishnah that if somebody brought teinim into his chatzer to dry, Bonav ubnei bonav are allowed to eat achilas aroi. So you see, chotzer is not koiveya if it was like nigmar malachtoi. So why should Shabbos be better than chotzer? Say, just like the chotzer is not koiveya, el badavish and nigmar malachtoi, af Shabbos loy tikva, el badavish and nigmar malachtoi. In other words, maybe Shabbos is not better than chotzer. And just like chotzer requires gemar malacha, maybe Shabbos also requires gemar malacha. Meaning, maybe Shabbos is just like chotzer. Maybe that's the whole point of Shabbos. So the Mishnah that says the tinoikis that were koiveya for Shabbos, even though we never went to the chatzah, that's because Shabbos is like chatzah, but who said Shabbos is better than chatzah? And if chatzah itself can't be kaveya, if it was like nigmar malachtei, maybe Shabbos can't be kaveya. Amalei, so Rav, he told him back, limud arechu biyadeinu, no, we have a Messiah. Shah Shabbos kaveas, bein bedavar she nigmar malachtei, bein bedavar shaloi nigmar malachtei. So what's the shayla over here? Very straightforward. Shabbos is koveya. It's a mishnah. It's a mishnah in the fourth parak of Masechtas Maestros. But the case of the mishnah is talking about where you had payers that were nigmar malachta, you just never entered the bias of the chatzar. And now the question is, do we say that, being that it didn't enter the bias yet, so it's not chayiv and chumas ma'isus midai raisa, so I know I can't eat an achilas kva, because that chazal would goes around, but I should be able to eat achilas aroi. Or, no, it's Shabbos. That was the chiddush of the Mishnah. Shabbos is kaveya, because says the cross of the Shabbos line. The question is, what would be if it wasn't nigmar malachta? And that was Rava's question that he asked Rav Nachman. That was the question. And Rav Nachman told Rava, limud arechu biyadeinu, that when the Mishnah says in Maestros that Shabbos is koiveya, for something that didn't enter the chatzar, it's also koiveya for something that was loy nigmar malachtai. Amar Marzutra b'reid Rav Nachman. So Marzutra, who was the son of Rav Nachman, said, coming to support what his father said, Afana nami tonina. I bring you a raya from a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Our Mishnah. What's the raya? It's Pashat. That was the whole precap to the sugya. Hopefully, be'ezus Hashem, but the Naibish itself, this will go smoothly, because this is mamish what we just talked about. Rabbi Eliezer said, Oy medodam ala muktzah erev Shabbos b'shvias v'chulu. So, Erzutra b'reider of Nachum Meredi, because the time of the Shvias, it sounds like the only reason this halacha is true is because of Shemitah, the Labar Asuriyah, because on Shvias, Peiris apart from Chumas and Maisis. Habashashne Shavuot, if it was any other year, it would be awesome. My time, what's the reason? Lav mishum de Shabbos kavo. Presumably, the reason it would be a problem is because Shabbos is kaveh. What do you mean Shabbos is kaveh? I can eat an achilas haroi b'shnar sheishavu, and this was loy nigmar malachtoi because I wanted it to dry. So you see clearly that even b'davar shloy nigmar malachtoi, Shabbos is kaveh. So Marzuch Beit Reb Nachman said that the Tatar Reb Nachman said limud aruchu b'yadeinu aver raya afanan amitonina to what Reb Nachman said, but the Gemara says no. It's not muchach. Maybe Shani Hassam, there it's different. You want to know why in the Mishnah, maybe it had to be talking about a Shemitah year? Because if it wasn't a Shemitah year, you'd be chayv in Shumas and Maestras. And therefore, forget about Muktzah. You wouldn't be able to eat it. What was the kasha? I could eat an Achila Sarai. Achila Sarai. So Enigma Malachtoi. The Teretz says, Kivan to Omar, being that the person said, Mikan Ani Yoichel Amachar, or according to the Chachamim, he said, Mikan Va'ad Kan Ani Yoichel Amachar. But the point is, he said specifically, I'm going to eat from this tomorrow. He put it on the menu. He said, this is going to be my food tomorrow. That kovalei ilove, that's koveya. And that says that even if I end up eating an achilas haroi, it's going to be achilas kva. Achilas haroi is when you go to the pantry and you start snacking. When you take the food and you koveya it, you give it a chshivus, that's not achilas haroi anymore. So zok the Gemara, that there's no raya from the Mishnah. We, in our pre-cap to the sugi, said that the reason the Mishnah had to be talking about shviris is because otherwise even achilas haroi would be a problem because Shabbos is koveya. That's not the real reason. The real reason, Zok the Gemara, is has nothing to do with Shabbos. But Pshat in the Mishnah is because of the fact that you prepared it. And being that you prepared it, that's what gives it a chshivus. The Gemara says, if that's the case, my area is Shabbos. Afilu b'chol nami. If that's the case, that why does it have to be talking about Shabbos? It can be talking even about Chayil. Meaning it should come out then that this halacha of there being a problem eating this food is going to be a problem even if you want to do it during the week. Meaning, if there's another chiddush going on in the Mishnah, and that is that a person is going to be koveya food by simply preparing it, then that chiddush is not misuyim to Shabbos. I mean, the whole case in the Mishnah was a Shabbos digger case. It's a Mesechtes Beya Diga Halacha. Rashi says, you don't find this Mishnah anywhere in Seder Zerahim. It's only a Mesechtes Beya. It sounds like it's a uniquely Beya case. And again, when we spoke at the Mishnah, we said you have to bifurcate the Mishnah. There's the Hilchas Muktzah piece, and then there's the Hilchas Roim piece. And Rashi, the Lashoyne Yazav, the Kitzur Lashoyne Yazav, he explains this Gemara's Kasha so beautifully. He says that the Muktzah Chiddush and the Zroim Chiddush technically have nothing to do with each other. So, if all the Mishnah wanted to teach me was a Chiddush and Hilchas Muktzah, so Rashi says, you could have told me halacha about Goizolois. You could have told me some other halacha. We have to come up with such a fancy case, and next thing we know, we're learning about Shemitah and Shumas and Maestras. Not necessary. Elamai, it's probably because there's a Shabbos and a Yontif Diga Chiddush in the Zeroyim. You know what that would be? Oh, Shabbos is Kovei Elamaiser. That's what the Chiddush would be. But if you're telling me that really Shabbos is not even being koveh in the Mishnah, what's being koveh in the Mishnah is the fact that you prepared it. See, even the Zeroyim Chiddush has nothing to do with Shabbos. So why are you telling? Why are we talking about this right now? It's a gevaldig halacha, a good raid in Metz Hashem. Hopefully tomorrow we'll get there. But what does it have to do with what we're discussing? It has nothing to do with Unzer Sugya. We're learning Hilchas Muktzah. If Shabbos is koveh in the Mishnah, oh, it's very good. That's what we're talking about it right now, because this is the place to learn Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Yontif. In a few days, we're learning Maseches Roshana already. We're moving on. So now's the time to tell me this halacha. But if you're telling me that it's the fact that you prepared it that's kaveya, this is a beautiful shtickle taira when you learn Maseches Maestras. What does it have to do with us right now? Meaning, Ihochi Ma'ir Yeshabbos, Havil B'chal Nami. So I know the Mishnah means Muktzah, and that's why the Mishnah is here. But for Muktzah, we don't have to be talking about Peres Shvias. For Muktzah, we could talk about birds. We had a lot of cases about Muktzah, nothing to do with Zeroyim. So you have to say there's another Chiddush over here. And that is the Tevel Muchan Hu Eitzel Shabbos. You could have had a Hava Mina that maybe this, these payrois, being that in the beginning of Shabbos you weren't meiser them yet, you are, so maybe that in of itself is a reason for it to be muktzah. Meaning the fact that it's tevel, maybe that in of itself should be a problem. Kamash malon that it's not shem avar v'tikna mesukon, that in the end of the day, if you end up being maaserit on Shabbos, and even though it's not something you're allowed to do, still it's going to be okay. Ayin Rashi, there's a long Rashi on the bottom of the Amid where Rashi explains a little bit better what the Gemara means to say. Where do you see in the Mishnah that tevel is not muchan who ate Shabbos? Not so clear. Rashi says pshat, but the bottom line is, you're right. The reason we're talking about a Shabbos dikke case is because Agav Urchi, we wanted you to know that if you have something that's tevel,
It's not by definition muksa. You think tevel is for sure muksa. If something was tevel bein hashmashas, how could it not be muksa? It's muksa machmas iser. I can't be ma'aser on Shabbos. I can't eat it. So how could it not be? The teretz is the whole iser to be ma'aser is only an iser derabanan. And that's what the agav chiddush over here is, that tevel is considered, that tevel is not, is considered muksa. Freit the gemar. So basically, Marzut Shabedir of Nachman said that when the reason the Mishnah said that Oymed Adam ala Mukta, Erev Shabbos b'Shvius, for Oymer Mikanani Noi Oichel Amachar, it's because if it wasn't Shvius, forget about Mukta, you'd have another problem. What other problem would you have? You'd have the problem that you are a Mafrish Chumas and Maestras. And you can't be Mafrish Chumas and Maestras on Shabbos, and as a result, you wouldn't be able to eat it. That's why the Mishnah made it in Akimta, that it's talking about Shemitah, Perish Shvius apart from Chumas and Maestras. The Kasha is that even though it's true, you can't eat peiros without being meiser, but that's only once it's nigma malachta. The peiros in our Mishnah was loy nigma malachta. How do I know that? Because it's in the process of drying. Till it completely dries, it's loy nigma malachta. If that's the case, it's not chayv and chumas meiser midday rice. When you have peiros and not chayv and chumas meiser midday rice, the halach is you can't eat achilas kfam midrabban, but you're allowed to eat achilas aray. So why does the Mishnah have to be talking about shmita? You have the same exact case in the Mishnah, same tumachloikes and rabbelezer and chacham regarding muktzah and breira. And we could be talking about not Peirush Shvius, that's a major Akimta, and it'll be no Geya in the event that you want to eat an Achilas Arai. So a person's going to want to eat an Achilas Arai on Shabbos. And really what emerged was, is that we had two Mahalchim. Mazut Shabed Rav Nachman said that maybe this is a Raya to what my father Rav Nachman said, that Shabbos is Kevela Meiser. And Shabbos Kevela Meiser, that's a Mishnah, but even where it was like Nigmar Malachta. And you see from this Mishnah, even if it was like Nigra Malachtai, Shabbos is still Kevei. But the Gemara was Doichet. The Gemara said it's not Muchach that that's Pshan in the Mishnah. Maybe the reason in our Mishnah you can't eat an Achilas Arai is because the person prepared the food. He said, Mikana ni Oichel Amachar. And the Mikana ni Oichel Amachar, that's what's going to be Kevei. So the Gemara, could that be the Pshan? Is the Dichoy potentially a good Dichoy? Vale Moisroi Chayzer. That's Pashit, that when this person finishes eating, Shabbos, he goes, he's making Kiddush, he's going to take some of these Te'enim, some of these raisins, whatever's left over, he's going to leave there, right? He's not taking the leftovers, he's leaving there. He has a whole bunch of fruit on his roof. He said, Mikan ani yoichel amachar, but whatever he's not going to eat is going to remain there, right? That's Pashat, that's the Mitzvah. Okay, what does it have to do with anything? Moisrei Chayzer is a big halach in Zeron. Because Shamina Leila Rabbi Eliezer, the Omar Kolecha, the Moisrei Chayzer Leikava, Rabbi Eliezer's Shnita is that if a person is kaveya on food. He's literally kaveya on food. He takes a fork, he takes a knife, he takes a handkerchief, he mamish sits down to be kaveya on food. However, his das is that if he has leftover food, he's going to put it back into the source of where the food came from. The halach is we look at it as an achilas aroi, not an achilas kfa, and you're allowed to eat from it if you were mafish shumas and maestras, as long as it was like nigmar malach, they never entered your bayis or your chatzah. So what's the source to this? Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, it's also a Mishnah in Mesechtes Maestras. Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Noitel Zeisim Ram Matan. If somebody takes olives out of a vat, so the vat is where the olives were oozing and all the oil is coming out, it's getting all geschmack. So if somebody takes Zeisim out of it, Toival Achas Achas B'melech V'eichel, if you want to eat Achila Saroy, you can take a Zeis, you can dip it into salt, and you can eat it, no worries. Vim Toval V'nosan L'fon of Asar. Let's say you took 10 out and you put it on a plate. Chayev, now you have to be mafish shumas ha-maisris. Why? Because if you take 10 out at a time, now it's not an achilas aroi, now it's an achilas kva. Then the halach is you have to be mafish shumas ha-maisris. Rabbi Leza says, min ha-matan tahar chayev. If the vat was tahar, then you chayev in shumas ha-maisris. Min ha-matan tamei potter. But if the vat was tamei, or the peiros, and then the halach is, you're going to be potter. Mipnei shehu machzer. The reason is, because if it's tamei, you're going to end up putting it back, and if you're going to end up being machzer as a moiser, so then there's no, it's not considered achilas kva. Now, first the Gemara explains, Vina, but Maishna Reisha, Maishna say, what does that mean? Matan tar, matan tamei, why does that even matter? Vamar Rabbevo, Ravo explained. He said, Reisha be matan tar ve gavra tamei. The Reisha, where Rabbi Eliezer said, you're going to be chayiv, it's talking about where the vat was tar, but the person was tamei. There's no way he's going to put it back. Because you have a vat that has 1,000 zeisim in it. You just took out 10.
You ended up eating five. So five of them you want to put back. You're not going to put it back. Because if you're tummy, you are matama the zeisim. You're now going to be matama all your hundreds of zeisim. It's not something you're going to ever do. Seifa b'mata tummy v'gavra tummy. The seifa is talking about where the person was tummy, but the mata was also tummy. The matzim ahad aleisim. By you putting it back, you're not doing any harm because it's tummy anyways. As a result, it's not going to be an issue. But what's the point? What's the hilchas zroim? The hilchas maestros chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says an achilas kva is only an achilas kva if when I'm kaveh on the food, if I have leftovers, I'm not taking the shirayim and putting it back. But if moisro is chayzer, I'm going to put it back. So then the halacha is, it's not considered an achilas kva. What's the Gemara's kasha? In our Mishnah, you have all the moisros that's on the roof. So if you have the moisros that's on the roof, it's luchura situation where moisro is chayzer. So if it's moisro chayzer, then it's anyways not an achilas kva. Now, who did we bring a raya from? Who's the man damer in our Mishnah? Who's the one that said that something is going to be kaveya over here to make your achilas aroya on Shabbos into achilas kva? It was Rabbi Eliezer, v'oidam Rabbi Eliezer. You can't tell me that Pshan Rabbi Eliezer is related to the fact because he sent me kanan yoichel amacher, and that makes it an achilas kva. You know why? Because even if you would do a real achilas kva, if it's maisrei chayza d'alach is, it wouldn't be considered achilas kva. Must be the reason is something else. Must be because it's Shabbos kodesh, and Shabbos is kaveya, even if it's maisrei chayza. If it's achilas kva, because practically we look at it as an achilas kva, because of the fact that I said mikan ani yoichel amachar, so that even if I snack on it, it's considered an achilas kva. It can't be better than a real achilas kva. A real achilas kva, where maestro is chayzer, is not considered an achilas kva. But if the reason it's achilas kva is because it's Shabbos, so that's a whole external thing, that any achil on Shabbos, achilas kva, so just like Shabbos is mechaper on the fact that it's like nigma malachtoi, it's mechaper on the fact that it never entered yichatz, it's mechaper on the fact that it's maestro chayzer. So zokti gemara, that's the biggest riot to what Marzuch Beit Rav Nachman said. But the gemara said, I don't know if there's a raya. Maybe lo'olam, the reason in the Mishnah this achila would be considered achilas kva, even if it's achilas aroy, is because of the fact that you prepared it. You're going to ask me a kasha, it's moisrei chayzer. Masisa nabi, mukta tar, v'gavra tamei. Maybe it's talking about where the person was tamei. And being that the person was tamei, you can't put it back. So if you can't put it back, so it's not moisrei. You're making a big assumption that it's moisrei chayzer. Who said it was moisrei chayzer? But the Gemara says, no, it's not an assumption. You know why? Because v'alohim muchzorim v'oimdem hei. The case in the Mishnah, why can't the Mishnah be talking about where a person just is going to, he wants to just go on upstairs and on the roof and he just wants to eat some ta'anim? Who said he's even taking anything out? Again, the whole point is that the Mishnah, in order to explain the machlokes Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, had to say it's talking about Shemitah. Because if it's not talking about Shemitah, there's no way to make this machlokes work. There's no scenario where there's a machlokes. Why not? Because you'd have to give Chumas Amayis. I could eat an Achilas Aroi. Terry says, for sure it's going to be an Achilas Kva. Why is it for sure going to be an Achilas Kva? I have a Hechatimtsa where it won't be an Achilas Kva. I have an Hechatimtsa where I'm going to just stand. I'm not going to take anything more than I want to eat. I'm just going to pull out one at a time. And therefore, it's going to be an Achilas Aroi. In that case, it's an Achilas Aroi. In that case, it's Moichzroi Chayzer. It's not even Moichzroi Chayzer. I don't even have any Moichzers. I don't have Shirayim. It's Muchzorim V'Oimden Hei. It's returned before I even took it. Because I never took it. Muchzorim V'Oimden Hei. So I have a Hechatimsa of Achilas Aroi. If you're telling me that Rabbi Eliezer is coming because of Shabbos, or Shabbos is Kaveya. But if you're telling me that Rabbi Eliezer is coming from the fact because preparing it is like being Kaveya, Rabbi Eliezer has a Shita Moisrei Chayzer. So you're making a Kimta. The idea is not to make an Akimta. The idea is, as long as there's a Hechatimsa where you can make the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim work, not on Shemitah, then the Gemara has a good argument. Why are we talking about Shemitah? The teretz is, must be Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Shabbos, and Shabbos is always kaveya. But the Gemara says, it's still no raya. There's still no raya. Meaning, I hear what you say. You're saying good. The Gemara is conceding. The Gemara is moed b'miktas right now. Right now, the Gemara is chayv shvudei raisa. Right? It was just moed b'miktas. The Gemara just said that I understand that for sure what's being kaveya in the Mishnah Shabbos. But Rav asked Rav Nachman. He wanted to know if Shabbos is kaveya, even if it's like nigmar malachtai. Rav Nachman said, yeah, limud aruch hu b'yodeinu, we have this Messiah that it's kaveh even if... And then Marzuch made Rav Nachman said, chabarai to the tata, chabarai from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says clearly that Shabbos is kaveh. So Elam Rav Simi Barashi, Rav Simi Barashi said, Marzuchra, you're bringing a raya to what your father said, you can't bring a raya. Because who's the raya from? Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, kamrit. breaks the raya from Rabbi Eliezer to this shmuz. Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei. Rabbi Eliezer has a whole different shita. The amat truma kava. Rabbi Eliezer has another kula in Hilchiz Ran. That is that if a person has perish l'enigma malachta and he was mafresh truma, now he's chayv ma'isris even midai raisa. Which means that Rabbi Eliezer has a much lower threshold for when something could be already chayv in trumas midai raisa. Rabbi Eliezer holds that trumas kiveya. If Trum is Kaveh, Kol Shkin Shabbos, certainly Shabbos is going to be Kaveh. What's the Makar that Rabbi Eliezer's Trum is Kaveh? Tanam learned to the Mishnah. Perish at Harmon. Peiroi said someone was Mafis Trum of Fun. Actually, remember Lachtim. Before it was Nigma Malach. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're not allowed to eat. Aroi. Vacham Matim. Chamas say you are allowed to. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you have Peiroi and you would Torim Trum from it, what's the Alacha? The Alacha is the Trum is Kaveh. If the Trum is Kaveh, then it's Mestaber that Shabbos should be Kaveh as well. Meaning, Lo'oilam Marzucha, you're right. You have a raya from the Mishnah that Shabbos is Kaveh. That's what Rav Simon Bar Ashi is telling Marzucha. You're right. You have a raya from the Mishnah. However, you have a raya from Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is Shkain Raya, because Rabbi Eliezer is a notorious makel when it comes to the halachas of what's Kaveh. So if Trum is Kaveh, which is some major chiddush that nobody agreed with him, the Shabbos will be Kaveh. But you can't bring a raya to the Chachamim, and we don't pasken like Rabbi Eliezer. So you want to know, in your neinu, afan anami tanina, you bring me a raya from Rabbi Eliezer. We know Rabbi Eliezer would hold that. Trum, kol shkein Shabbos. We want to know, not alibid the Rabbi Eliezer, what would be the halacha. But the Gemara says, I have a raya from that too. Toshma, mi seifa, the Mishnah had a seifa. And the seifa, the Chachamim argued to Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim, the Chum also mentioned in our Mishnah. And this Mishnah is not an exclusive Rabbi Eliezer Mishnah. It started off Rabbi Eliezer. Chum argued. Chum also mentioned the Mishnah. And the Chacham also said the Ralacha L'chura on Shvius. They just argued whether you have to make a Rishima, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. But at the end of the day, Chachamim are also talking in our Mishnah. Now, so let's make the same Cheshbon we made in Rabbi Eliezer in the Chacham. That can't. It sounds like the only reason this halacha is true is because again it was shvius. Shvius, there's no chi of trumas ma'is. My time, not mishum the Shabbos kava. Right again. So chur, forget about bringing your raya from Rabbi Eliezer. Bring your raya from the chacham. The same chachamim. What's the difference? At the end of the day, the chacham said the halacha. And l'chur, they only said it by shvius. So you see, if it wasn't shvius, then this halacha wouldn't be true. Why not? Because you have a trumas u'maisus problem. Why can't you eat an achilas aroi? Why can't the chachamim's halacha be true even not during Shemitah? Oh, the teretz is because Shabbos is kaveh. The Gemara says, lo, shani hasan. The Gemara goes through the same exercise. Kim and amet mikan v'kan adni yoichel l'macha kavale. Being that he said mikan v'kan adni yoichel, maybe the reason that it's a problem is because you preparing the food is what's kaveh. The same exact thing the Gemara said in Rabbi Eliezer. If that's the case, marry your Shabbos. I feel b'chol nami. Right, so why is the Mishnah talking about Shabbos? Be talking about chol. You want to tell me the machlekes and muksa? Let's talk about goizolos. Why are we bringing this in over here? Hakamashma, the teva muchanu, the same Rashi on the bottom of Daf Lama Dalam, the base that we didn't speak out. The teva muchanu, etzel Shabbos, shem avar v'siknay mesuka, and it's coming to teach me halacha that something is tevel. It's not considered muksa. One more Gemara. Viramini, last year, kash, hoya, ichel be'eshkol. If somebody was eating eshkol, we're not finishing the parak. If somebody was eating a cluster of grapes, v'nichnas, and then he entered Megina L'chatzar. So somebody was eating an eshkol. He's eating an achilas aroi. He's outside of his house. He's outside of his field. The peiros never saw his house and never saw his field. What does that mean? It means it's not chayv and chumas ma'isim b'day raisa. It means you're allowed to eat an achilas aroi. So he's chomping on grapes, and as he's chomping on grapes, he goes from his gina to his chatzar. So you have to know shinu makim with brachas. But we're not learning hilchas brachas now. Well, very, very clearly learning Zeroyim now. So he goes from his garden into his chatz. Rabbi Lezer says, Yigmar, he's allowed to finish eating. Rabbi Shua says, Lo Yigmar, you're not allowed to finish. Rabbi Lezer says, you started eating when it was like Nigmar Malachta, you can continue. Rabbi Shua says, no, now you have to worry about it. Chashcha. Let's say a person was eating Erev Shabbos, and then it became Shabbos. Belele Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer says, Yigmar, even though it's Shabbos, don't worry about it. Finish eating. Rabbi Shua says, Lo Yigmar, that you're not allowed to finish eating. So what do you see from here? You see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Yigmar, that you're allowed to finish eating. Why are you allowed to finish eating? Why don't you say that Shabbos is Kaveya? So the Gemara says, Hasan Kediktani Taima, Reb Nasan Oimer, like Sham Rabbi Eliezer Yigmar, Bechatza Yigmar. He never meant that you should finish in the chatzar. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer said that you went from Yigina to your chatzar, you can finish. You can finish in the chatzar. Eli yoytz chutz lechatzar v'yigmar. You take a have to leave the chatzar. But like Shom Rabbi Eliezer yigmar b'Shabbos yigmar, and where Rabbi Eliezer said yigmar b'Shabbos, he didn't mean you could actually finish on Shabbos. Rather, what he meant was elamamtin lemaitzoy Shabbos v'yigmar. You would have to finish on Matzah Shabbos. But anachanami, Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that Shabbos is kaveya. Everyone's shita is that Shabbos is Kaveya, maybe. Rabbi Eliezer for sure. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Truma is Kaveya. So certainly Shabbos is going to be Kaveya. Ah, you have this Rabbi Eliezer over here,
where Rabbi Eliezer says that Yigmar B'Shabbos, where Rabbi Eliezer said Yigmar B'Shabbos, he meant Yigmar L'Maitzoy Shabbos. Why would you think you can't be Goymer on Matzah Shabbos? You would think you can't be Goymer on Matzah Shabbos because we saw in the Mishnah. That was the Mishnah that the Gemara brought, the Tanan Hasam in the beginning of the Sugya, that when the Tinoik is Mameyachid it, you can't even be Goymer on Matzah Shabbos. Kamash Malon over here, you would be able to complete it on Matzah Shabbos.